As some of you know, Sasha's not here this morning, so I ended up running slides and sound both this morning. So it was kind of a hectic morning. And in addition to that, Ken just showed me that his computer froze up on him and he had to reboot it. That's why the lights were going crazy up here in the background too. So just one of those mornings where everything seems to go wrong. But, you know, that's not why we're here. We're not trying to be perfect. We're just trying to do our best. And so it's frustrating, but at the same time, God still works through it. So how many of you have a friend that's been a lifelong friend? Somebody, I got a friend of mine, somebody I've known since first grade. We were in first grade together. We went to school together. We went to church together. We did a lot of stuff together as families. We saw each other on a regular basis. And when I moved to Rockford, part of the process was I came here and interviewed for a job. And as I was coming down to interview for a job, my mom and dad, I had called them and told them, hey, look, I'm coming down to Rockford for a job. And they said, well, you know, Kent and Sharon live just across the border in Wisconsin. Maybe you should get a hold of them. So I called them, and that's where I stayed the first time I came up here was with them. When we came to Community Bible Church, it wasn't too much longer than they came to visit, and they started attending church here. And then Kent has been with us for several years after that. And as some of you know, he's moved to Alaska. So some of you probably don't know who he is exactly, but he's been a part of our church for quite some time, probably 20 years or so now. But this morning, his mom, his son, and his daughter are both with us this morning. But Marcia has gone through some tough times in the last little while here. And I wanted to ask her to come up here. I'm going to have her come up and share just for a minute. If you've been following on the church Facebook page, Sherry has been posting some of the details of what's been going on with Kent, with Kent's mom, and all of that. So this is Marcia. Marcia and I have known each other for going on 50-some years now. I mean, it's been a long time. But I just wanted to take the time to introduce her. I'm going to turn it over to her. She can tell you a little bit about what's been going on and what she's got to say to us.
Okay, first of all, I want to thank you for your prayers for me and my family. I get emotional. Sorry about that. No, I'm not. Tears are healing. So, anyway, about 2017, I had nose cancer surgery. And the reason I went to the skin doctor, I had a sore that wouldn't heal. And so he did a biopsy on me, and it was cancerous. So I went to the surgeon, and 16 shots and 16 stitches, and I was about a basket case. But anyway, got through it. Okay, so then October the 15th of this past year, I had breast cancer surgery, and people around the world have been praying for me and my family, and I'm so grateful. Prayer is the key to heaven. So keep praying. And anyway, okay, so then February of the 12th of this year, I had more nose cancer surgery. So my daughter died of breast cancer surgery at 34. My father died when I was 8 at 39 with lung cancer. And so it kind of runs in the family, I guess. But anyway, I just am here. My granddaughter, she kind of shoved me here, but it's okay. I'm just glad to be able to see them. I live in Pekin, Illinois, about 3 hours away, and I'm just glad to be here, and I just wanted to thank you and praise you for your prayers on my behalf and my family. I do have another prayer request. My son-in-law had a brain aneurysm, and he's in ICU, sorry about that. And he will be there 10 days, and then he goes to another part of the hospital for two weeks of rehab. So just pray for him. He's still critical, and don't know if he's going to make it, but God's still in control. God is faithful, and he will see you through whatever troubles you're going through. So thank you for letting me share.
Cindy, could you stand and have prayer for her and her family before we get into our service? Thank you. If you're a buyer, put your hand on her shoulder. And